You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Battered Herons podcast, Daniel Solana, never afraid like us to tell you exactly how he feels. He's joining us right now, and he's going to tell us exactly how he feels online the other day following an Inter-Miami loss to the Chicago Fire 5-3. You had some kind of strong comments about Lionel Messi. You standing by those comments?
Absolutely. Good afternoon, fellas. Good afternoon to all the listeners. Yeah, I'm standing by those comments. You know, he looked like he was disinterested in that game, but he came back after that game and had a good game after that. And there's a lot of chaos that's surrounding Inter Miami today. Well, over the last couple of weeks, fellas, you mentioned it right before you went to break, Dan. You said that Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba are no longer going to be part of Inter Miami in 2026, both of them announcing retirement. And I don't know how you guys feel about that. I think that this is a good thing for Inter Miami. I think this will allow them to push the reset button, allow them to bring in some younger, some younger legs, somebody that's going to give maybe a little bit more on the physical side than these two legends of the game have given Inter Miami over the last two seasons. But I think this season, more than the rest, we've seen Messi and friends kind of dwindle in terms of their physical progression, and unfortunately, sometimes it's the ownership's problem to say, hey, we got to take a step back and let the fans know that, hey, we made a mistake by doing this. It's been a fun 2 years, but we have to look at the future of Inter Miami, at what this project is going to be in 2026 going forward at Miami Freedom Park. And again, I think this is a positive for Inter Miami.
So, okay. You're going to get him back, right? The rumor had it, like, at least from a week ago, that the contract is there for an extension. He's agreed to it pretty much, just needs to put ink to paper. So for how long will you have him? Another 2-3 years maybe? Lionel Messi.
The rumor and what was reported by the Miami Herald earlier this week was that he was going to sign a multi-year contract. I think personally that multi-year contract is going to be a 1 year with a 1 year option.
So it's like the LeBron James contract in the NBA, pretty much. Like 1 year exactly. With a 1 year player option where he can either get into the contract or renegotiate for another deal.
So right, I think he's only going to have one more year at Inter Miami. I think 2026 will be his last year. I think he has his eyes set on the World Cup, playing the 2026 World Cup, and Inter Miami right now offers him the best chance of staying healthy, of staying fit.
And it's also here in North America.
Correct.
Got you. So then, therefore, yeah, your boys got to go. I'm sorry. They're old and they got to go. They know that they're old. They know that they're not the same type of players anymore. And as much as it's been a finance, I would say it's pretty safe to say it's been a financial windfall for Inter Miami. But you're going, if this guy only has one more year left, which is 2026, you got to start planning for the future. Because once he retires, you just can't be like, okay, well, here's Inter Miami. This is us, guys. Go root. You know, go root for this team. You got to give the fan base that a reason to continue the support other than watching, you know, the sport that they love. So I believe 100%. That I believe that this is a great planning for them for the future.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the only thing that, you know, seems a little fishy, and obviously when there's a little smoke, there usually that there's fire, is that Jordi Alba signed or re-signed with Inter Miami a couple of months ago for an extension through 2027. So my question, you know, to everybody, and this is really what I've been thinking about, is what changed between then and now? And of course, he came out and spoke with some local media, some local press at practice yesterday, and said that, you know, he's been thinking about it for a while, and that you know, he just, it's time, and he's doing it for personal reasons. But Solana doesn't think so. Mm. I think that there's a little bit something more to this. I think something big is cooking in Inter Miami this winter. I have a feeling if they don't win the MLS Cup, there will be a new coach in town, and that's what they're getting ready to do, is they're setting the table for this new coach that's going to be coming into town.
So, sorry, Dan. So are you telling me like they're – are you telling me that Inter Miami's low-key kind of like moving the Argentine Arsenal away and getting away from the, you know, from the messiness of Messi, you know, for lack of a better term? Because if all his guys are kind of like being easily pushed out, or they're not upset if they want to retire, that to me means that you kind of want a new culture or a new voice or a new leader. Because clearly, the number 10 has been the leader of this team the last 2-3 years.
Absolutely, him along with, you know, Busquets and Alba and Suarez. But now you have Rodrigo De Paul coming in, somebody who's not part of that Barcelona, you know, squad, somebody who comes in from the Argentine national team. And so I think you're going to see something more along the lines of that in this, what I'm going to call Inter Miami Redemption Tour, and what most are calling the Messi 2.0 project. But I think you'll see that. You'll see them bring more Argentines, more South Americans into the fold. And of course, the rumors have been out over the last 24 hours, fellas, that Inter Miami is trying to reunite the MSN, Messi, Suarez, and Neymar. And Neymar, I mean, again, his contract is up at the end of the year with Santos, and he has the option to get out. So that could be a possibility. I really, really hope that does not happen, because if what you want to do is compete in the MLS, you cannot continue to bring aging superstars. If you want to continue to compete, you need to start getting younger. You need to start building around Messi and not with Messi, and start planning for the future of 2027, 2028, and what this is going to be when Messi retires.
And that's what I'm hoping you're talking about, Daniel Solana. As you say, maybe this team has a little bit of forward thinking and is saying, okay, we need to kind of shift in how we're building this team. Of course, Messi will still be here, but Alba and Busquets, you're kind of past your prime. Maybe they're shifting their trajectory a little bit, and big things are to come. I'm not talking about Neymar. I'm talking about big things as far as like on the field play. But Daniel Solana, I want you to walk me back from the ledge on two things. Number one, we know Busquets is retiring this year. Jordi Alba's retiring. Messi's not getting any younger. So far, financially, this has been a huge success for Inter Miami. But if they do not win the MLS Cup this year, I feel as though this whole experience and this whole project has kind of been a failure.
I mean, it depends on the way you look at it, right? If you're the type of person who says the only way that you're going to say that this is a success is if you win trophies, and absolutely, because they, at the end of the day, only won a Leagues Cup, and that was at the beginning of Messi's run, and then they won the Supporters' Shield last year, which is, quote-unquote, you know, a faux trophy, right? Because it doesn't really mean anything. So, yeah, at the end of the day, it could be that this is an absolute disaster, and it's you know, it's a not a success. But I look at it as a way of, you got to experience some of these players play where a lot of folks didn't get a chance to, if you didn't live in Barcelona, if you didn't live in Europe, you didn't get a chance to play. And you got a chance to go watch Messi play. You got a chance to see Suarez. You got a chance to see Alba Busquets. And, I mean, to me, I cannot take those memories away that I shared with my son, that I shared with my friends going to the field and enjoying these guys. But, yes, at the end of the day, to answer your question, Dan, if you are the owner of Inter Miami, yes, you might have inflated your pockets, but if you don't have a trophy at the end of the day to put into your trophy case, then it's not going to matter, in the eyes of the MLS fan.
And one more thing, if Inter Miami doesn't make some type of brave moves and make some moves towards the future and Messi walks away and we don't really have a clear-cut plan, I hate to say, I see Inter Miami's fan base kind of reverting back to what it was before Messi.
Yeah, that's very fair to say. Very fair to say. Obviously, we know before Messi was here, it was very tough for Inter Miami to sell tickets. The stadium wouldn't get full. Once Messi came, that changed completely. But, I can tell you the Messi hype is starting to die down. I was at the game against Chicago. It wasn't that full. The tickets weren't even that expensive, guys. I think the Messi hype is dying down, and I think that Inter Miami, again, is gearing up to bring up that hype for 2026 because they know when they open Miami Freedom Park, it can't be a stadium that only has 10,000 people in it. It needs to be a stadium that's completely sold out every single game. And so I'm of the belief that they're going to make some changes this winter. They're going to bring in some new faces. Like I said, they might bring in a new coach again. And they'll have a new outlook in 2026. Again, they'll play Champions Cup soccer just like they did this year. They will have the MLS Cup, and they will also play, I believe, the U.S. Open next year. So a lot of football on the 2026 agenda for Inter Miami. But I don't know if you guys heard the craziness that's been going on with Messi over the last couple days.
No, I haven't heard the other craziness that was going on. I know there's a topic I will talk to you about later, but a lot of great news locally down here with soccer. But if there's some other Messi news that we don't know about, please share.
Yeah, no, it's not really news, but the fact that Messi was called to the national team and trained with the national team all week, and then as of yesterday morning, reports had come out that he was released from the Argentine national team camp to then be incorporated back into Inter Miami's team so that he could play tonight's game versus Atlanta United. He will then go back to Argentina camp and play Argentina's friendly on Tuesday against Puerto Rico. That is unprecedented. I've never heard of a player leaving their national team during a national team window to play with his club team. Now,
Dan is happy about this. Dan is thrilled by this because Dan and I talked about this earlier, and I'm like, it's country before club, right? And he was like, well, you didn't say that during hockey. Like, two different sports. We know what country means to a soccer player. It might mean a little bit more, just a little bit more than what country means for hockey.
It might, but in this case, it's showing what Inter Miami means to Messi, right? Because he – is basically he was at the game last night, Argentina-Venezuela. Argentina beat Venezuela 1-0. He didn't play. He was in a suite. He will play tonight. Inter Miami needs the points to continue in their seeding battle for the best possible playoff spot to then face the lowest seed team possible in the playoffs. And Inter Miami needs him. And with about six or seven players already out due to international the international break, and also due to some suspensions, due to some yellow cards, they were going to be short players. So Messi took it upon himself to say, hey, I'm going to go play with my club and forego this game with my country. And to me, that just goes to show the amount of commitment and how great of a locker room story that is, that your leader, your number 10, your captain is going to show up the day that you need him most. And he's going to be there to support you and be on the field with you.
Good PR. Good PR.
I love it. I love it, absolutely. I'm all in on that.
Quick question. And it's kind of Messi related. La Liga's coming to South Florida December 20th for a La Liga game. That is big. That is a big, big story. please, Daniel, explain to the masses down here what this game between Barcelona and Villarreal, I believe that's the matchup, December 20th at Hard Rock Stadium, a La Liga game that's going to count in the standings, is happening in the United States.
It's never before been done. This is the first of its kind, right? There's never been a professional league game hosted, or at least of the big five leagues in Europe, hosted outside in the United States. And so this is absolutely historic. Of course, we know that Hard Rock Stadium has hosted other historic matchups, such as a Clásico with Real Madrid facing Barcelona. But that was a friendly. That was a friendly, and you knew that the main players were only going to play a certain number of minutes. And so the fact that Barcelona is coming over here to play a game that actually means something in the standings, and they're playing against Villarreal, I expect Hard Rock to be absolutely full. I really hope that the tickets are not overpriced like the World Cup tickets have been overpriced. But it's going to be an absolute party. It just goes to show that South Florida is the mecca of soccer in the United States, because everybody wants to come and play here.
Getting back to Inter Miami, these next two games, Atlanta United tonight and Nashville next week, they are very important for the grand scheme of things for Inter Miami, Daniel.
100%. It means everything, right? You win these two games, you ensure yourself the second playoff spot in the table. You lose these two games, you could go as low as fifth place. And that means that you will not have home field advantage for the first round of the playoffs, which we know, gentlemen, is going to be a best of three. So you have the opportunity to play up to three games in the first round, a format that we all agree we do. Well, at least Vlad and I agree that we do not like. I know Dan might like the extra game.
I'm worried about the income. I want the team to make money. Come on. No, I'm joking. It's ridiculous.
But it is. So they definitely want to win these two games, and that's why it's so important that Messi plays tonight and that they get this win tonight. It's going to be a shorthanded Atlanta team missing seven to eight players due to the international window, due to some injuries that they have. So, you know, I have some people texting me saying it's going to be a Messi masterclass. He's going to have another hat trick and ensure the golden boot. We know that he's up against Denny Bouanga, who is also away on international duty representing the nation of Gabon. So he has an opportunity to do that tonight, and Inter Miami has an opportunity to hop some folks in the table, hop some teams in the table, and get as high as possible. They have the opportunity to get up to 65 points, which would put them three short of where Philadelphia is right now, winning the Supporters Shield. But yeah, it's a big game tonight and a big game next week against Nashville, because you might have to face Nashville in the first round of the playoffs.
Absolutely. That's what I was looking at. But I do kind of believe in a Messi masterclass tonight. I know it might be kind of quote-unquote messy out there with the rain, but I do believe Messi, he's not coming off of international duty to come play with Inter Miami to not put on a show. And I do expect Inter Miami to get a win tonight against Atlanta United.
I do as well. I think, I had thought it was going to be a tie when I saw so many players were going to be missing. But now that I see that Messi is coming back, I think Inter Miami will be able to pull one away. Obviously, you know, I never give them the clean sheet. I think at least Atlanta will score at least one goal, maybe two. But I do think Inter Miami, with Suarez, with Messi, with Busquets, with Alba, possibly for the last time at home, definitely the last time at home for a regular season game for Inter Miami, get out there and go watch them before it's too late.
Special time we're in right now. Inter Miami can hopefully continue to make it very special for us. Daniel Solana, are you going to the game tonight?
I am not. Unfortunately, I'm home alone with my son this weekend, so I will be watching the game at home. I will be doing possibly a post game show and rooting the team away. And I just wanted to say one more thing to all my FSU fans out there. FS who?
Ooh. Ah. They're losing right now,
27-24. Ooh. So, Daniel Solana, people want to get some more of your soccer expertise because it is around the clock. It never stops. Please let us know how we can find you.
You can find me at Dice El Danny on all my social media. Also, you can find me on Battered Herons and on This Is Football. We release shows daily and weekly on both channels. So you can catch all my stuff on there, and I'm pretty active on X these days, fellas.
Absolutely glad to have you. Been missing you, but it's been all about the U lately. So we had a little bit of time to get some Inter-Miami action in, and so we had to get our guy Daniel Solana. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, fellas.
Talk to you next week, man.
See you.
All right. Going to come back, get you caught up with everything. Blatt will get you a scoreboard next. We'll get you some headlines, and we'll kind of get this show wrapped up, although we have two more segments. So let's hold tight, and let's get it rocking and rolling next. Scoreboard on a Vladder Day on Sports Day, 104.3 FM, WQAM.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Talk to me, Vlad. Scoreboard me.
That sounds crazy. But let me give you the scoreboard. We have all the new games. They are coming towards an end right now. Minute 30 left in the fourth. Alabama's up on Missouri 27-24. Boo. Third and three at Missouri's 34. Boo. Florida State just gave up a touchdown to Pittsburgh. They're losing 33-24 in the fourth quarter.
And I hate to say this, might have been a smart thing they gave up the touchdown because at least they get the ball back, Mike McDaniel.
I don't know about that. What else is going on? Ohio State's laying the beatdown on Illinois 34-10 midway in the fourth quarter. Houston beat Oklahoma State 39-17. UCLA back to back wins by the Bruins. They beat Penn State last week and they beat Michigan State in East Lansing 38-13.
What happened to Oklahoma State?
They got old. You know, they don't got that man, Mike Gundy, anymore. They had to let his ass go too. So other top 25 scorers, Ole Miss is up 3 on Washington State, 17-14. In the fourth quarter, and that is it. We got, you know, kickoffs happening in the next 10 minutes or so.
You got any other top 25? We can run through them, man.
That is the top 25 I just gave
you. Not top 25.
Oh, not top 25. Let's see who's in the not top 25 playing here, and let's see if there's some games that have ended. SMU over Stanford, 34-10.
Two teams that will play later this year.
1 minute left in the fourth quarter. Bowling Green's up 28-21 on Toledo with 2:38 in the fourth. Eastern Michigan is losing to Northern Illinois 10-6 beginning of the fourth quarter. Ugh. Kent State's up 14-0 on UMass, and that's it, buddy.
Louisiana Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns, losing to James Madison 21-14.
Oh, yes, I did see that. I did skip over
and
that.
Man,
I'm sorry.
Cincinnati's quietly having a pretty decent
right,
season.
They're leading 20-11 on UCF, 8 minutes left in the fourth. The Fighting Kelsies, man, they're winning.
They got a big win last week, too, I remember.
Yeah, they did. Good for them.
Man. Ole Miss, Washington State, two schools in the middle of nowhere.
Well, I mean,
Oxford, Mississippi.
Pullman is definitely in the west coast of nowhere. Nowhere. I don't know about Oxford.
Oxford's terrible, man.
Oxford?
Middle of nowhere, man. Okay. Middle of nowhere.
Well.
So interesting. SMU and Stanford, that's important because the U will play both of those teams later this year, and Stanford's not very good. SMU looking to be pretty decent. Bowling Green has that Eddie George tie to it I saw earlier today.
Okay.
Kent State, their most famous alum, Nick Saban.
Okay.
And Florida State.
I would have said Nick Nemeth, but okay.
Yeesh. Florida State losing to Pittsburgh. All right, Vlad.
That's the scoreboard. That's the scoreboard.
I always appreciate
great games in the 3:30. There's some good games at 3:30. You got U.S. Oregon, Indiana. Indiana. Oh, that's the big one. Is our boy going to that one?
He's got to. Zach is covering those games.
I think Zach gave us a shout-out earlier on Twitch. So shout-out to Zach. On YouTube or Twitch. Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech. You got Notre Dame, NC State. Iowa State takes on Colorado.
Iowa State's good. Colorado's not.
Arkansas takes on Tennessee.
Arkansas's bad.
Bobby Petrino, interim head coach.
At Arkansas?
At Arkansas.
They brought him back.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, they brought him back for the interim. Yeah, that's got bad, bro.
That's the thing, Vlad. If you live long enough, you can outlive even the nastiest of situations.
I always say, if you live long enough, you'll be right.
For those that don't know, Bobby Petrino had this program at Arkansas rolling. The only team they couldn't beat was LSU, it seemed like, until he got caught on a motorcycle with a fellow coworker who was a student coworker who was not his wife, who he got into a motorcycle accident with, who he took the motorcycle and parked it somewhere and said something like somebody stole it. And they had video camera of him. It was just so nasty, Vlad. And you always said, and you know Arkansas didn't want to let him go, but they had to.
It was nasty work.
But now he's back.
Hey, let bygones be bygones.
Yeah, you know. Wouldn't that have been just nasty work if Arkansas would have been like, look, we don't condone what he did, but we need to stay as a top five team in the country.
Dude, there's a lot of things I would want to happen, like people spin around the block and just apologize. Like, for example, would Dolph fans be upset if, like, Stephen Ross spun around the block and told Brian Flores, I'm sorry?
Nope. Not right now.
Like, if there was a chance that you could let bygones be bygones, you know what? You apologize. You make a public apology.
Both teams just come to
it. I dropped my lawsuit. You drop and everything on me, and you give me back my job. It's not going to happen, but.
Oh, no, no.
No, it's not going to happen. But if we were living in dream, bro, would Dolph fans be upset with that?
I think a majority would not be upset with that.
Okay.
At least from the Dolph fans I've talked to. And yeah. I know, yeah. There's always that situation where it's like, man, forced my hand. Quick headlines. Mariners advanced to the ALCS, defeating the Tigers 3-2.
Great game last
15
night.
15 innings
great
last
game.
Night. Walk them. Walk them off. Tonight, game 5, Brewers, Cubs, 8 o'clock. Winner advances to the NLCS. U.S. men's national team tied 1-1 Ecuador. We didn't talk to Daniel Salon about the U.S. men's national team, but yeah, we'll have plenty of time in the ramping up to the World Cup as Argentina defeated Venezuela 1-0. Argentina in action Tuesday, Chase Stadium against Puerto Rico. Vlad, did you enter into the World Cup lottery for tickets?
No. Should I?
I don't think it matters. I did. I have not heard anything from FIFA at all.
You know what I don't want to do, right? I ain't going to hold you. I'm going to be honest. I don't want to take my dad to a game and all of a sudden officials are asking him for, like, his nationality and stuff like
his
that.
His papers, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, he has his papers and he shows his driver's license and everything. They still want to just, I'm not going to go through that. Like, you want to experience
kind of want to tailgate,
this
but
great event, but if it's going to be all this, like, craziness, I'm good at home, bro.
So I was telling you, like, man, maybe we can tailgate for the games, but it's not like that.
No,
so
it's not.
You're better off going to a watch party or just come to my neighborhood because it's going to be wild. But
whatever location's having a watch party. Because I know, like, when Argentina played in the last World Cup, there was a beautiful – to see all that beautiful blue, like a sea of blue in that one watch party area in Miami.
I mean, my neighborhood was – I mean, they just
maybe
had...
Maybe your neighborhood could be... Yeah.
They just had trucks with projection screens in parking lots. Like, it was just nuts. But so FIFA don't play around. Let's put it that way. We know that. you can't just quote-unquote tailgate for a World Cup game. What you're going to have to do is park somewhere, a designated parking lot, maybe 5 miles away from the stadium. They're going
to
then...
Really? They don't even allow you, they don't allow you to park like you would normally park for a regular event?
No. They're going to shuttle you then to a perimeter.
Nah, I ain't doing that.
They're going to check you. Mm-mm. They're going to make sure you have a ticket. Then you're going to walk through a fan zone because they got to get their money. Then you're going to go to another checkpoint. They're going to check you, make sure you have a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to a place where they're going
to... Nah, too many checking points.
They're
going to
scan your ticket.
I'm going to stay home. I'm just going to stay home. You know what, Dan? Come through. We'll watch the game. We'll watch. Bring the bunnies. We'll
scan your ticket.
I'm too much.
Then you walk through. Because they want to eliminate riffraff like that kind of happened at the Copa America final.
I get that. But you know what? Another thing people like? People like to get the hell out once the game is over.
Oh, it's an all-day event.
I don't want to wait for a vehicle to come pick me up and then shuttle me back. I want to get the hell out.
You know something else that's very interesting about soccer? Since we last hour is kind of a soccer thing. Omar Kelly, who we had on the show earlier, by the way, we'll be posting the clip. You can also go back on the rewind on the Odyssey app. Omar's like, Dan, I know you know about soccer. I'm going to be in Barcelona and Spain for the Dolphins game for like 2 weeks. He's like, find me a game. For all you Dolphins fans that are very excited to go to this Dolphins-Washington Commanders game and maybe
find you a game?
Maybe catching an FC.
Hello, you TV guy, Espanol?
But I'm just saying, because he knew I knew, and I've tried to find him a good game. For all those Dolphins fans that are going to the Dolphins-Washington Commanders game, it's going to be a trip of a lifetime. You're thinking, ooh, maybe I'll go to an FC Barcelona game or a Real Madrid game.
No, you would have to go to Madrid because that's where the game is.
You might be traveling around the country. Oh. Those 2 weeks, international break.
Damn, already? Another international break? They're on an international break right now.
So that's why they sent him over there, is because there was no games going on, and they fill the void.
That makes sense.
Like they say, that does. God doesn't give with both hands.
we got a final.
Uh-oh. Talk to me, Vlad.
Alabama beat Missouri 27-24. Ladies and gentlemen, Kalen DeBoer has won 2 road games against top 15 teams. And he's won 3 consecutive games against top 15 teams. I know he's not Nick Saban.
I was going to say, I'll bet you Bama fans are saying, Nick who?
But don't that.
Nick
we,
who?
We were too, maybe we're too quick to put him on the foreman. But that's 3 big wins. And they're in the midst of a gauntlet, bro. Absolutely. A gauntlet of a schedule.
Mm-mm-mm. That's what I'm talking
that
about.
That ends. You know how that goes? You know when the gauntlet ends? When they take you guys on in a couple of weeks.
Ah, we're ready for you. LSU's got a big one tonight.
Jeez.
South Carolina, the Gamecocks.
Florida State also scored.
Ooh, so this game's getting close. It's a
3-point game. Ooh, and close. Ole Miss just scored. It's 24-14 Ole Miss over Washington State in the late in fourth.
Ooh. Panthers, Ottawa Senators tonight at 7 o'clock right here on 104.3 FM WQAM.
Yes, sir.
Heat tomorrow, 6 o'clock, Orlando Magic. That's preseason. Inter Miami, 7:30 tonight at Atlanta United. To make things worse, Tua is not just suffering from a hip injury, he's also suffering from a thumb injury.
Uh-oh.
But he will play tomorrow. Center Aaron Brewer, questionable. Storm Duck, questionable.
I mean, he's been questionable the whole year, but, you know.
Terrell Dotson, the captain of your defense, out. Elijah Campbell, out. FAU, they will host United Arab Emirates. No, that's not. That would be an interesting game if FAU played United Arab Emirates. They're playing... The University of Alabama, Birmingham, UAB, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
I don't know how good they are at football, at American, football Americano.
That would have been crazy.
All right, but football America, I don't know. Yeah. Last but not least, lad, let's go ahead and, I know, let's take a step into the day spa.
UAE? That would have been crazy, bro.
UAE, not UAB, UAE.
That would have been crazy.
Why are there so many rich Saudis here? Oh, okay. Wait.
Saudis taking over, man.
New term, Vlad.
What's the new term?
Performance males.
Performance males?
It's guys who exhibit qualities that are safe or sophisticated, like drinking lattes, doing yoga, and reading feminist books in literature in public in hopes of meeting a woman. Mm. Sounds like every guy I know, you know, just do whatever it takes to attract women, you know.
What's the term they use?
Performance males.
There's another term.
I mean, I think guys, but I as I was writing this.
It's five letters, one word. S-A-W-F-T.
Hey, I was writing this. I was like, I drink coffee.
Soft.
I do yoga.
Soft.
I was reading a self-help book the other day.
Soft.
Well, then.
Soft.
I do shots of tequila.
Soft.
I do shots of whiskey.
Soft.
That is weird when a guy comes up to me like at a bar, and you know I'm always out.
Bro, don't be coming up to me and talking to me about like some literature, bro.
Oh, not that. But a guy be like, "Yo, you want to do shots?" And I'm like, "Yeah." They're like, they come back with like kamikazes or like, you know, redheaded sluts. I'm like, dude, when you
wait,
ask
they
me,
came with or they came
they,
with
they
the
come
drink?
Back with the oh, shots. Okay, yeah. I'm like, when you ask me to do shots, I'm thinking whiskey, rum, vodka, tequila,
Hennessy.
But you show up with one of those little, like, you know, like watered down shots. I'm like, yo.
I'm looking at you away.
Yo.
Just listen, there's two ways I'm going to look at you. You come with me with some fruity shot drink, I'm looking at you in a way. And if you come with me at Jaeger, I'm definitely looking at you in a way. Like Jaeger, I'm like, all right, I ain't messing with you.
So, Vlad, let's
you're a little crazy.
You and I are hanging out tonight. We want to talk about the show. We've been known to hang out and do some post-game shows. But let's
post
say
shows.
We go to a bar, and I'm like, man. I could sure go for an espresso martini, and not even joking. What would you do?
I wouldn't look at you weird.
Oh, really?
No.
I wouldn't look at you weird. I'd look at myself weird.
I would look at you weird if you asked for an apple martini.
Okay, like, something like something out of character. Like
all right,
that.
Now we're talking about 2025, right?
Yeah.
I look at you weird. Now, if this was during the Sex and the City days, I'm going to be like, I look at you weird, but I'm like, somebody's been watching Sex and the City. All right, you got Carrie fever. I'll let you slide with this one. But 2025? Yeah, I'm looking at you weird.
We used to do this like at bachelor parties. The guy that was getting married, we'd buy him like fruity girly drinks as a joke, you know, and they'd have to drink them and But like, yeah, you're just, you know, you're going out with a coworker, new coworker, you know, welcome to town, and they're like, "Ooh, can you make me a apple martini?" But like, really,
I'm looking at you weird.
I don't want it strong. Don't. Oh, make it strong.
And then if you, dude, if you order a drink and you're adding like you're ordering and making like, can you add this and take this out like it's a Starbucks drink? I'm done with you. I can't drink with you.
I'm just interested. I'm like,
I just want to just get the drink. I don't make it too strong. Get the hell out of here. No ice. And if you don't get out of here,
could I see your craft cocktail menu? Huh? I just want literally. I walk into bars. I don't even look around. I just go. I'll take a PBR. Because almost every bar has a PBR.
You can't go wrong with ale or a PBR.
Yeah. And if they say like, well, we don't serve PBR, I'm like, okay,
Guinness.
Whatever, just something that's beer that has alcohol in it. Don't bring me any NA alcohol drinks.
Apple martini.
Apple.
Oh, how about when they shorten it and call it a teeny?
Teeny.
Don't tell me anything teeny.
I'll take an apple teeny.
What the hell?
I'll take an apple teeny.
How about I smack you teeny?
Take a beer and a shot.
Dude, what am I?
And I'll take your manhood away from you.
I mean, your manhood was already taken away if you're calling something an apple teeny.
No apple teenies here. We're going to close out the show and get you ready for a Panthers game later on tonight here on 104.3 FM WQAM Miami Sports Leader.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I've had a very educational day.
It's my favorite part of the show. When I hear Fat Joe.
Diet Coke, right?
It's and then joke, I hear right? Pusha.
Learned a couple of interesting things today. Don't order an apple teeny, and if you do, don't call it a teeny.
Oh, man.
Also, can't forget about Lionel Messi. Steps out of the international break back to his club team. Then we'll probably go back to his international team with Argentina on Tuesday when they play at Chase Stadium against Puerto Rico. Some other interesting things that we may have learned today. Vlad says, you got to get the wings at Scarlett's and
the Megatus.
Cheetah, Hollandale Beach, and
King of Diamond.
Everywhere, man.
Definitely got to get the jerk chicken at King of Diamonds.
But the King of Diamonds does not exist anymore.
I know, but when it did.
Only in our hearts and our minds.
Just in. But I haven't tried the food at the office.
Have you been down to this, the Edger and James, and this actually pertains to sports, so don't get on me. This one place right down the street.
Which one, 79th?
Yeah. It's actually owned.
Or Black Gold?
Was owned by Edger and James for a while, part owned by Edger and James.
Black Gold?
It's called One.
Oh, take one.
Take one.
It's, take
it
one.
Just says one, but it doesn't
say. Oh, you're definitely taking one if you went there back in the day. You're taking a bullet.
I walk by it every day.
You're lucky you're not there at night because you're definitely going to take one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even the bouncer like at the front door kind of looks at me like, you need to walk fast. Walk fast.
Coco's, the old Rolex. Love those parts.
So now I'm getting kind of hungry.
I'm fiending for some wings.
Nah, you really do need to go maybe get some wings after all that stripper. Strip club talk. I shouldn't say strip
wings
club.
And breasts.
Mmm.
Tasty.
What do you do? Like, I guess you have to sit away from the stage when you're eating at a strip club, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to get, you know,
you don't get barbecue sauce on
I don't want to get no barbecue sauce or ranch or, you know,
and vice
blue
versa.
Cheese on them.
You don't want to get any glitter or butt makeup
I have
on
no
your
problem
wings.
On having glitter
butt
or
makeup?
Any.
What about butt makeup?
Glitter, makeup, liquid. I don't have any problem if it's on me.
I never knew about butt makeup until one time I had a stripper sit in my lap, and when she got up, I was like, whoa, what?
I thought you were about to say you didn't know about butt makeup, and one day
That's a different type of butt makeup. Well, Vlad, you might be at a strip club eating tonight. We got an 11:59 game, too. Once again, Hawaii, Utah State.
That's definitely reasons to go to a strip club and watch a game.
Yeah, that's definitely.
If you want to, yeah.
I'm going anywhere to watch a
11:59
game.
Yeah, 11:59 game between Hawaii and Utah State, you said?
Yeah.
All right.
So my day has just absolutely fallen apart. I decided to hang out with my friends. I have a friend from Venezuela, actually.
Oh.
Haven't seen him in a while, so I say, yo, Andres, let's get together. The Canes aren't playing. I'm probably not going to have anything to do. He said, sweet.
Sweet.
So I was like, ooh, nice day. I go see Giuseppe and Nathan, have a few beers with them.
Shout out to Giuseppe and Nathan.
Oh, of course. Pre-game with them, then go across the street. Bob's your
Shout
uncle.
Shout out to, I miss Nathan, man. What's going on? Yeah.
I'm missing him, too. I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks, man. I've been busy. I'll explain. So I was going to have a couple drinks with them pregame. Then Bob's your uncle, my neighborhood dive bar on the rocks. Go there with Andres. Have a good time. Andres got called out to work, so he's not going out. So Giuseppe and Nathan will be there, but I just got a text. So we got a new bunny. I have three bunnies now.
Nice.
And I'm trying to train the new bunny. Pixie is her name.
Pixie.
I just got a text. Pixie peed and pooped on the bed. Can you wash the sheets?
Why can't she wash them?
So.
I mean, you're at work. How are you supposed to wash them? Like, what? She can't wash them?
So.
Wait, and how did they know that Pixie pooped and urinated on the bed?
This is the thing about Pixie. Yeah, that's it too. So this is the thing about Pixie. The other two rabbits, Winter and Rami, are not big rabbits. So, you know, they can't really get in the bed without assistance and stairs. Pixie is an English Rex, which I don't really know anything about, but she's bigger. So she can jump from the floor to the bed. And she's very inquisitive, and apparently she's very full of urine and poop, and she pooped all over the bed.
That's cool. I get that. How did the person find out, whoever that is? I don't know. I'm not saying to your girl or whoever's there. How did this person find out, and why are they telling you you got to clean it if the person found out and can't? Why aren't they able to clean it?
You would think be proactive and go ahead and wash the sheets, but so.
Because, I mean, you're still working for another hour and a half.
That they know about. No, so I guess, I don't know. I guess I'm going to go home. So what this does now is I got to try to wash the sheets. I'm going to watch football, drink beer, and then stumble over to Giuseppe and Nathan's and then stumble home.
It doesn't sound exciting, man.
Not the night I envisioned. Mm-mm. Not the night I envisioned. But tomorrow, though, we got a big one. Game Day Uncensored starts the pregame 9 o'clock leading you up to the game. We got a postgame for 1 hour starting at around 4 o'clock whenever the game ends. It could be exciting. It could be thrilling. We also have tomorrow night a Heat game. Tonight, Panthers game, 7 o'clock against the Ottawa Senators. But more importantly, Vlad, what strip club are you going to?
I'm going to the Panthers game.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not a strip club.
Whoever texts Vlad at or tweets Vlad at Vlad2078 and said they'll, you know, they're looking out for Vlad. I'll go to any of the strip clubs.
Okay. If worse comes to worse.
Any of the aforementioned strip clubs.
Yes. If worse comes to worse, you're not far from Duffy's Implantation. Just go.
I'm never far from Duffy's.
Grab yourself something nice. And when I say grab yourself something nice, like some food or some drinks.
Oh, I thought you were telling me Sabrina.
Okay. I'm not even going to finish the statements that I was making because it got too complicated. But, yeah, so we have a lot going on tonight. The Canes are off. They will be back Friday. Remember, Friday, 3 o'clock.
So that means we're on next Saturday.
Next Saturday, we will be on for 4 hours loud and proud. But then Sunday, the Dolphins are playing, so we won't be on. We will not be on tomorrow. Once again, I'll be doing – well, we'll have you and I in a different version of ourselves. I'll be hosting the post game, and hopefully we'll have enough time to get some sound or some words from you from the locker room.
Oh, that tells me I have to give – oh, yeah, I have to send you that immediately.
Yeah, tell them to be spicy with their responses.
Well, it depends. The game might be a quick game. It might end at 3:45.
Poke the bear a little bit for me, Vlad.
You want me to poke the bear?
All right. This last segment has just really gone off the rails.
Oh, actually, we are not on next Saturday.
Where are we?
We are not on. The Panthers are playing the Buffalo Sabres at 1 p.m. next Saturday.
Okay.
So we are not on.
Do we know we are going to be behind the scenes in that game? Because that makes me very nervous.
That's a pretty damn good question there, Mr. Day.
Because there's a whole lot of planning and fun activities that we could plan for a day.
No, if we're both not working that day, we definitely can go chill and
Rose's Sky happy hour.
People can meet us and have a Panther watch party. Shall we work? Shall we come up with things?
We can still do the show online, too, because we can just put the video on and do the Panthers watch party, and it'll be unfiltered. I'll tell you that because
I'm liking your style, my guy.
There could be some drinks. There could be us watching a game. We're not going to do play-by-play, but we'll just definitely give you some insight into a Panthers game that maybe no one else would give you.
Let's see who's working that game.
It's probably not me. I looked already. I didn't think I saw myself.
Yeah, it's not you. It's me.
It's you? Really?
Yeah. Like, but it makes no sense because they say sports day and then Panthers.
Oh, I think we do an hour.
How are we doing an hour?
I know we're doing 30 minutes. I forgot. We're doing 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
That's not even a joke. That's not a joke.
I know you're joking.
That's not a joke.
I know you're joking. I know you're joking.
30 minutes.
Dan, are you telling me we're doing a 30-minute show before a game?
Yes, sir. It makes sense, though, because I'm going to be here for Panthers Insider and Heat Weekly.
That's great, and I'm only here for a game that starts at 1 p.m. So isn't there a pregame show at 12:30?
Yep. 30 minutes of
So what's the point of me doing 30 minutes of a... Man! I ain't doing no 30-minute
Open the show with Diet Coke.
I might as well. Don't waste my time.
What did Jay-Z say? Grand opening, grand closing.
Shoot, it's not even an opening.
Welcome to Sports Day. We got a big sports day.
It's big.
The Panthers are going to be on next. Thank you.
And then, you know, the numbskulls are going to think that, oh, it's the Panthers. It's a Canes game, so they're going to put Canes commercials on. Man, get out of here, bro.
So 30 minutes next week, although with commercials, it'll probably be more like 24 minutes. And with maybe Heat Weekly running a little bit late, down to a grand total, 3 minutes.
All you're going
to
hear is, hey, it's Dan with my cousin Vlad. The show's over.
Let's
get ready for Panthers hockey.
I make you a promise. Next week's 30-minute show is going to be like none other.
Yeah, because they'll be done.
It's not gonna be about sports. It's not gonna be about anything. I'm literally Vlad.
Fam, I'm not. I'm gonna let you know right now.
I'm doing it. Stream of thought.
Nah, because I'm going to. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm going to the Canes game Friday night.
Ooh, nice.
And then I'm going to Plantation to come check you out at Duffy's before it shuts down.
I'll be there.
And then I'm gonna continue partying afterwards. Because I don't gotta be sober until 12:30 p.m. Saturday afternoon. I'm not coming for no 30-minute BS. Bro.
I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, you're already here, but I'm not coming for 30 minutes of BS.
Maybe Tommy Tighe will hang out with me.
Maybe.
Tommy and I we'll extend Heat Weekly, except maybe. I'll have more of a speaking role in it.
30 minutes. Get the hell out of my face with that BS, man.
Chirty. 30 minutos.
Anyway. But Mike Dugan, have a great day today.
Let's go. Don't let them rain on your parade.
Don't let them rain on yours. Everybody enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Enjoy your, you know.
Go Panthers.
Lay your bets and win. Go Panthers.
Go
into Miami. And we'll talk to you sometime soon.
Yep. For my cousin Vladimir Luso, I am Dan Day. 30 minutes next week.
No 30 for Vlad.
This has been Sports Day on 104.3 FM WQAM.
Later fools. Slugs.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.